This is KERA News. I'm Eric Austin. Students will march in Dallas and across the country this weekend for new laws to reduce gun violence. Criminologist Nadine Connell leads a research team at the University of Texas at Dallas. It's trying to get a better grasp on how guns have affected K through 12 grade schools, so the group is creating a database of all school shootings in America since 1990. Connell talked with KERA's Justin Martin about some of the misconceptions behind school shootings.
Rampage shootings are much less common than we believe by looking at the media, by looking at these numbers. And by that, I mean the number of people who come onto a school campus with the intention of harming as many people as they can is very, very rare. And it's so rare that I do not think it should be the thing that we make all of our policy about. But what we have been sort of surprised to learn about is that there are a number of cases where this is basically community violence that has worked its way into the school. And I think that knowing those kinds of things really helps us take better precautions. And also, a lot of the violence in schools is perpetrated by adults.
Don't we have enough information on this? Police statistics, witness accounts, these sorts of things. I mean, why build this database?
We would actually argue that we don't have nearly enough information to make any good policy decisions. You talk about police statistics, and the police do not keep statistics about school shootings specifically. What they do is they keep statistics about an incident in a shooting, and under certain circumstances, there are more details that would be available to the public. What it does is it then wraps up things like a shooting that happens at a university and a shooting that happens at a high school or a middle school. Those aren't the same things. Everybody at a university campus is over 18. University campuses are open spaces that anybody can walk into. If anybody can walk into your high school, you have a serious security problem. So these are apples and oranges, and we cannot fix them with the same solution. That doesn't mean that they aren't all really important, but what it means is that it's not going to be a one-size-fits-all solution, and communities and schools need proper information to determine what their risk factors are and how they can best approach their risk factors in a meaningful way for them, because what works in Dallas isn't going to work in Cleveland.
Why only go back to 1990?
We have to deal with data collection limitations, which is anything on the internet before 1990 didn't really exist, which means that our knowledge about these less rampage-like shootings is going to be very limited prior to 1990.
What are you hoping to learn from this database?
We know that there are ways to manipulate safety in a way of using space. It's called situational crime prevention, or crime prevention through environmental design. We use it in cities all of the time. It's why Clyde Warren Park exists, and we have lights at night and beautiful open space, is so that nobody can hide in a bush and hurt you. And communities think like this for so many of their public spaces, but oftentimes when it comes to schools, we think about educational use and not safety use. And our team believes that those do not need to be mutually exclusive, and we can create environments that are welcoming and that are friendly for education, but also help keep students safe and take into account potential threats. And by potential threat, that could be so many different things, not just a school shooting.
So in the process of building this database, of getting this information together, you can extrapolate from that, not just be an information resource, but you can also develop models on how to build safer environments for classrooms. That was planned into this.
That is absolutely planned into that, was the use of space, because we can't change that students have to go to school, but we can change that when they walk in, they're going to be safer. But we did it because there was a lot of misinformation, and that misinformation was really affecting not only policy, but people's feelings of security about sending their children to school, which to me in this country should not be a thing that anybody fears.
Nadine Connell is a professor of criminology at UT Dallas. Thanks for joining me.
Thank you for having me.